إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah when you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. We're back to Al-Adillatul Radiyya Limatn al-Durar al-Bahiyya Fil Masail al-Fiqhiyya by Imam al-Shawkani Rahimuhullah. And this has been put together by Muhammad Subhi Hassan Hallaq. Wherewith the Kitab al-Zakat, or the Book of Zakat. And we had just completed the first section of the first chapter, the Zakat of the Al-Hayawan, or the Zakat of the animals. And now we begin with the second section. Qala al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, وَيَجِبُ فِي ثَلَاثِينَ مِنَ الْبَقْرِ تَبِيعٌ أَوْ تَبِيعَةٌ وَفِي أَرْبَعِينَ مُسِنَّةٌ ثُمَّ كَذَلِكَ. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says in this section entitled the Zakat of the Cows or Nisab al-Baqr, he says rahmatullahi alayhi, it is compulsory on every 30 cows to give a small calf, male or female, and for every 40 cows to give a musinna, and then like that afterwards. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah he makes this point clear, and we see it a little clearer in the chart that's been placed by our Shaykh Muhammad Subhi Hassan al-Hallaq, as he says, from every 30 to 39 cows that you have to give one small calf or tabir. And if you have 40 cows to 59 cows, you have to give a musinna. And a musinna is a cow that's 2 years old, going on to its third year. And it's been named a musinna because the teeth have begun to grow or be seen. From 60 to 69 cows, you have to give two calves. From 70 to 79, you have to give one masinna and one small calf. Or a cow that's 2 years old, going on his third year, and one small calf. That's about 1 year old. From 80 to 89, you have to give two masinnas. and that is the two calves that are over 2 years old. From 90 to 99, you have to give three small calves.
Alhamdulillah. Yahdikumullahu yuslihu balakum.
You have to give from 90 to 99 cows, you have to give three atbi'a or three small calves. From 100 to 109, you have to give a musanna, or the calf that's 2 years old, or the cow that's 2 years old going on its third year, and two of small calves. From 110 to 119, you have to give two musannas and one small calf. From 120 to 129, you have to give three musannas or four small calves. And this is the explanation of the statement of the Imam al-Shawkani rahimullah. It's obligatory on every 30 cows to give one small calf, male or female. And that's the calf is the small cow that's about a year old. And for every 40 cows, you have to give a musanna, and that's a cow that's 2 years old going on its third year. And then you continue, as we explained, to the rest of them. Now. Now. Anything less than what has been mentioned, then there's no zakat for that. Anything less than what's been mentioned, there's no zakat for that. Except if the person just wants to give some charity, then he can do that. And we're going to mention, inshallah ta'ala, one of the chapters to explain that, that goes basically across the board on everything that you give zakat, that once you reach what you have to reach in order to give zakat, then you give the zakat on that. And if you don't have that amount, then there's no zakat for you, except that if you like to give it. I want to mention the hadith for that shortly, inshallah. The evidence for establishing what we just mentioned is the hadith collected by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and Ibn Majah and others than them, and the hadith is authentic. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه قال بعثني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى اليمن فأمرني أن آخذ من كل 30 بقرة تبيعا أو تبيعا ومن كل 40 مسنة ومن كل حال من دينارا أو عد له معافر معافر. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to Yemen and he commanded me to take one small calf, male or female, around 1 year old, for whoever had 30 cows, and for whoever had 40 cows to take one musanna, and that's the cow about 2 years old going on to its third year. And for every halim to take a dinar, or to make the equivalent for it in clothing. I forgot what you call a halim. Allah knows best. At any rate, the point that we had mentioned here is that the Prophet ﷺ commanded Mu'adh radiallahu anhu when he sent him to Yemen to take a small calf for every 30 cows, and for every 40 to take a musanna. The next section is the Nisab al-Ghanam, or how do you take zakat from the ghanam, and the statement of Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, وَيَجِبُ فِي أَرْبَعِينَ مِنَ الْغَنِمِ شَاتٌ إِلَى مِئَةِ وَإِحْدَى وَإِشْرِينَ وَفِي شَاتَانِ وَفِيهَا شَاتَانِ إِلَى مِئَتَيْنِ وَوَاحِدَةً وَفِيهَا ثَلَاثَةُ شِيَاهٍ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ مِئَةٍ وَوَاحِدَةٍ وَفِيهَا أَرْبَعٌ ثم في كل مئة شات. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says that it is compulsory to give one sheep for every 40 sheep up to up to 120 sheep, and from 100 and 21 sheep up to 200. Let me back up. These numbers are confusing sometimes. is compulsory on whoever has 40 sheep to give one sheep in zakat, all the way up until he has 120 sheep. And then there's two sheep from that up to 200, and one sheep, which there is three sheep that you have to give in zakat. You with me? I'll mention a chart afterwards. Up to 301 sheep, which there's four, and then for every 100 after that, there's one sheep. Let me read the chart or the explanation to make it a little clearer, inshallah ta'ala. From 40 to 120 sheep, whoever has any number between there, he gives one sheep in zakat. Whoever has 121 sheep up to 200 sheep, then he gives two sheep in zakat. Whoever has 201 sheep up to 301. Up to from 201 up to 300 is three sheep, and then from 301 to 399 is four sheep, and then from 400 to 499 is five sheep, and like that. And the evidence for this is the hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, أن أبا بكر رضي الله عنه كتب له هذا الكتاب لما وجهه إلى البحرين وفيه وفي صدقة الغنم في سائمتها إذا كانت 40 إلى 20 و100 شاء فإذا زادت على 20 و100 إلى 200 شاتان فإذا زادت على 200 إلى 300 ففيها ثلاث فإذا زادت على 300 ففي كل 100 شاة فإذا كانت سائمة الرجل ناقصة من 40 شاة واحدة فليس فيها صدقة إلا أن يشاء ربها. In this hadith of al-Bukhari, Anas radiallahu anhu, he states that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wrote a letter for him, giving it to him when he went to al-Bahrain, being sent by Abu Bakr. And in that letter it had that the zakat for the sheep, that grazes in its area, is for every 40 to 120 sheep, you give one sheep in zakat. And if it's more than 120 up to 200 sheep, then you give two sheep. And if it's more than 200 up to 300 sheep, then you give three sheep. And if it's more than 300 sheep, then for every 100 sheep, you give one sheep in zakat. And this is, and if a person's flock of sheep is less than 40, then he doesn't have to give any zakat, except if the owner of the sheep likes to give zakat. So this is the zakat for the sheep. It's clear? Inshallah. At any rate, on these issues of the zakat, then as we see Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu being the khalifa of the Muslims at the time, he was the khalifa, and he sent Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu to collect the zakat, and he gave him the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing him exactly how many to take. So once you have the text with you, then you can figure out how much zakat someone is supposed to give, inshallah ta'ala, for whoever doesn't remember. And this is, Allah knows best, the result of the statement of Allah ta'ala, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, We are the ones who sent this revelation, and we are the ones who will preserve it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His revelation, and He will preserve it. So nobody should worry if He forgets. It's all been preserved. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Section 4, Fil Jam'i wa Tafriqi wal Awqas. This is the chapter pertaining to combining and separating your livestock and the livestock that is between two different types of obligations to give the zakat. We'll explain inshallah. Imam al-Shawkani rahimullah, he says, وَلَا يُجْمَعُ بَيْنَ مُتَفَرِّقٍ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَا يُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مُجْتَمِعٍ خَشْيَةَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَلَا شَيْءَ فِيمَا دُونَ الْفَرِيضَةِ وَلَا فِي الْأَوْقَاسِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ خَلِيطَيْنِ فَيَتَرَاجَعَانِ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ وَلَا تُؤْخَذُ هَرِمًا وَلَا ذَاتُ عُوَارٍ وَلَا عَيْبٍ وَلَا صَغِيرَةٍ وَلَا أَكُولَةٍ وَلَا رُبَّ وَلَا مَاخِضٌ وَلَا فَحْلُ غَنَمٍ. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says, and you don't combine livestock that has been separated, and you don't separate livestock that is together running away from paying zakat, and there's no zakat for the numbers less than what is compulsory to give the zakat, and there's no zakat for that which is in between the two things that are compulsory, or something like that. وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ خَلِيطَيْنِ فَيَتَرَاجَعَانِ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ. I didn't get an explanation for that. And you don't take a harima, and that's a big animal whose teeth fell out because of the old age. And you don't take that uwar, and that's an animal with a problem there. And you don't take an animal with any type of disease or fault. And you don't take a small animal, nor do you take a sheep that is sterile or barren, nor do you take one of the sheep that has to stay in the house to get a special milk or something like that, nor do you take a pregnant animal, nor do you take a fahlu ghanamin. And I forgot what that is, what type of animal that is. At any rate, Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah will explain what we can of this chapter. He says, and you don't combine between the livestock that's been separated, nor separate the livestock that's been combined out of fear of zakat. And that's from the hadith of al-Bukhari, from the hadith of Anas, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wrote for him, that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam made compulsory, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَا يُجْمَعُ بَيْنَ مُتَفَرِّقٍ وَلَا يُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مُجْتَمِعٍ خَشَّةَ الصَّدَقَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and you don't combine between that which is separated, nor do you separate that which is combined for fear of sadaqah, or giving zakat. And we see the example of this if two men have 201 sheep. And that means they're supposed to give three sheep for sadaqah, for zakat. So what they do is they divide the sheep up. Maybe he has 100 and he has 101, where in that amount, from 40 to 120, you only have to give one sheep. So now instead of the two men who own all of that sheep giving three sheep as zakat and what they own, now they only have to give two, one apiece. Or the other way of combining sheep that are separate, and that is that three people have 40 sheep, for example. So that would mean each of them have to give one sheep apiece. Because from 40 to 120, you have to give a sheep. All right, what they do is say, let's get together. All right, all these sheep, ours. So this 120 sheep is ours. So we only have to pay one sheep in zakat, because you only have 120 sheep. From 40 to 120, you pay one sheep. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is prohibiting the combining of that which is separate, or separating that which is combined, in order to run from giving the zakat. And there's no zakat if you didn't reach the number that you have to pay. Like if you didn't reach the 30 cows, or you didn't reach the 40 sheep, or you didn't reach five camels, then you don't have to pay any zakat on what you have, except if you want to give some sadaqah, as we have mentioned in the hadith just before at the end of that letter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. As far as there's no zakat in the al-awqas, then this is from the hadith of the Muslim of Imam Ahmad, and the hadith is authentic, where it's a long hadith of Mu'adh, but it has in it أن الأوقاس لا فريضة فيها, that the awqas, there is no zakat in it. And the Shaykh explained that the awqas, which is the plural of waqs, it is that which is between the two stipulations that make it obligatory to pay the zakat. And I don't know any example of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And then the other statement, وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ خَلِيطَيْنِ فَيَتَرَاجَعَانِ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ. Then this is the same statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hadith of al-Bukhari, where he says alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ خَلِيطَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَتَرَاجَعَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بِالسَّوِيَّةِ. And I don't know what that means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Maybe by next week we'll get an explanation for that, inshallah. Tabarak wa ta'ala. And you don't take the harima. And that is, you don't take the old animal whose teeth fell out. And you don't take the animal with the uwar. You remember what is the translation of awra? One eye animal, jazakallahu khairan. And you don't take the animal that has a false or a disease or something. And you don't take the small animal. And you don't take the animal that is barren. And you don't take the sheep that has to be close to home because of the milk. And you don't take the pregnant animal or the fahlu ghanam. What do you call it? Huh? What is it called? The sheep that takes care of all the female sheep. You said a bull first. Alright, a ram. Jazakallah khairan. And all this is from the hadith of al-Bukhari. An Anas radiallahu anhu, an Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, kataba lahu allati amara Allahu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa amara Allahu rasulahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ولا يخرج في صدقة هرمة ولا ذات عوار ولا تيس إلا ما شاء المصدق. And this is from that which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wrote Anas from the affairs that Allah had made compulsory or commanded his messenger with sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is not to give zakat, or don't give your zakat with the older animal or the one-eyed animal or the tees. That's the animal with aib. I think that's that. Except that the one who's giving sadaqah wants to give it. And I guess he's using that to show all of the other things that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioning that had some problems with it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I don't know if there are any other questions or not. Nobody's going to be giving zakat in that. The next section is the Babu Zakat of Dhahabi wal Fidda. The chapter giving zakat of gold or silver. And the statement of Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, إِذَا حَالَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَ الْحَوْلُ وَرُبُ الْعُشْرِ ونصاب الذهب 20 دينارا ونصاب الفضة 100 درهم ولا شيء فيما دون ذلك ولا زكاة في غيرهما من الجواهر وأموال التجارة والمستغلات. Imam Ash-Shawkani rahmatullah alayhi says, if a year goes by on the gold and silver, then you have to give 2.5% in zakat. And the amount that you have to have in order to be eligible, for lack of better words, of giving the zakat, then it has to be 20 dinars. And if it's in gold, and if it's silver, then it has to be 200 dirhams. And there's no zakat for whoever has less than this. And there's no zakat on any other precious stone other or metal other than gold and silver. And there's no zakat on your business money, wealth, or wal mustaghallat. I forgot what that is. You know mustaghallat? I forgot. Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says that if a year goes by and you have gold and silver, then you have to pay the zakat. And this is from the hadith of Abu Dawood. An Ali radiallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, wa laysa fi malin zakat hatta yahula alayhi al-hawl. And this hadith is authentic. Wa Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no zakat in the wealth until 1 year goes by when you have this wealth. And then Imam Ash-Shawkani says that it's 2.5%. And this is from the hadith of Al-Bukhari, an Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kataba lahu hadha al-kitab lamma wajjahahu ila al-Bahraini wa fihi wa fi al-riqati rubu' al-ushri. And this hadith of Al-Bukhari, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he wrote to Anas when he went to Al-Bahraini, he was sent to Al-Bahrain, he said, for the silver you have to pay 2.5%. And the Shaykh, he explains that the silver is, whether it's straight regular silver, or the silver that something's been made out of it, like earrings or rings or whatever. Also, some of the people say that what is meant by this statement, al-riqa, is also gold as well as silver. Then Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says that you have to have 20 dinars of gold in order to have to pay zakat on it. And this is the Shaykh, he gives a little explanation here. He says a dinar is 4.25 grams of gold, and you have to have 20 dinar in order to have to pay zakat. So that's 20 times 4.25 grams, which is 85 grams of gold. So whoever has 85 grams of gold or more, and he has it for a year, then he has to pay 2.5% on that gold. And the Shaykh, he has a book that we haven't found called Al-Idahat Al-Asriya Lil-Maqayisi Wal-Makayil Wal-Awzan Al-Shar'iyya. And that's where he explains these terminologies in the current money that we have now. And I wish we had that book. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And even I remember when we were studying this in school, the same thing, that all of us wanted to know in our language, whether it's dollars or pounds or junays or whatever, that the people wanted to know, what did that mean to us? Because ain't nobody got 85 grams of gold or whatever, people carrying dollars and pounds and what have you. And for this point here, 20 dinar is from the hadith of Abu Dawood on the authority of Ali radiallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, Ya rahmukallah, فإذا كانت لك 100 درهم وحال عليها الحول ففيها 5 دراهم وليس عليك شيء يعني في الذهب حتى يكون لك 20 دينارا فإذا كان لك 20 دينارا وحال عليها الحول ففيها 1/2 دينار فما زاد فبحساب ذلك وهو حديث حسن. Ali radiallahu anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, if you have 200 dirham of silver and you have it for a whole year, then you have to pay 5 dirhams of silver. And you don't have to pay anything for gold until you have the amount of 20 dinar. And if you have 20 dinar and you have it for a whole year, then you have to pay 1/2 dinar in zakat. And whatever you have more than that, then is just like what was explained. And this hadith is authentically collected by Abu Dawood. The Shaykh, he says, as an explanation to the statement of Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, and to pay zakat on the silver is when you have 200 dirham, as we just saw in this hadith of Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi. 1 dirham is 2,975 grams, and if you times that times 200, then you get, excuse me, that's not 2,000, that's 2.975. I forgot that's how they do it in Arabic. They write a comma, but we do that. We do the dot for the point. Alright, that's 2.975 grams of silver is a dirham. And if you times that times 200, which is the amount that you have to pay the zakat on the silver, then it comes out to 595 grams of silver. And when you have that amount or more, then you have to pay the 2.5% of zakat on that wealth. And the evidence is, as we just mentioned before, Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimullah, he says, there is no zakat for whoever doesn't have this amount of wealth. There is no zakat whoever doesn't have this amount of wealth. And there is no zakat on any of the precious stones other than gold and silver or metals. And the Shaykh, he gives the examples of the stuff I don't really know. He says the pearls and I forgot what's the yakut, and the emeralds and the zumrud, rubies and diamonds and pearls and marjan, coral and corals. Yeah, I didn't know that was precious. It is. People wear it like out of coral. What it look like? Yeah. What it look like? That's called coral. Oh, mashallah. Yes. And the Shaykh, he says that because there's no evidence to show that there's a cat on it, there's no zakat on it. And since there's no evidence, then you go back to the origin of everything, and everything is just simply permissible. Allah knows best. Then Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimullah, he said there's no zakat on your call that your business wealth or something like that. Huh? Yeah, that's what he's referring to. So how you call that, your business money or something. Huh? Let me look at this. Actually, the statement of Al-Albani from Tamam al-Minna, as the Shaykh is quoting from page 363, where the Shaykh, Hafizahullah, he says, and the truth pertaining to the statement that it is compulsory to pay zakat on the wealth of the business, then this is from the affairs that has no evidence from the kitab and the sunnah pertaining to it. And Allah knows best. And the there's no zakat. There's no zakat. Now, the brother was trying to give an example, like you have a gold store and you're trading or silver or whatever, that your product, your merchandise, there's no zakat on your merchandise. The money you make from selling your gold and silver, that's your money now. On that money you have to pay your zakat on, if it reaches the amount that it has to pay zakat on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I don't know what the mustaghallat is. I thought I used to know, but I forgot. At any rate, the Shaykh brings a statement of Imam Ash-Shawkani in another one of his books called As-Sayl al-Jarrar. And in this book, I think I mentioned it before, Imam Ash-Shawkani rahmatullahi alayhi, he takes a book, a small thick book of the Zaydi Madhab there in Yemen. And he brings evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah to either prove or validate the points mentioned in the book or to refute those points. My Shaykh Muhammad Law, Hafizahullah, he used to recommend that we read this book in order to give you some strength at weighing out what's being said in the different issues and being able to better judge or to make a better decision on which position is most correct, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I thought something was funny, I might just mention it. I heard that one of the brothers said, of the brothers who tried to defame me, that he called the Shaykh Muhammad Lawh and he asked him, do you know Abu Muslima? And he said no. And I said, say that statement around the brother who was with us, Al-Amin. I said, make that statement around him. And Al-Amin just laughed, because Al-Amin was living with me when we used to visit the Shaykh Hafizahullah. Now this is just from the fairy tales of the people who are just against good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. At any rate, Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says these are from the issues, the issues that has never been heard of before. And the first generation has never heard of this issue before. And they are the best of all of the generations. Nor did the generation after them ever hear of this issue. Nor did the generation after them hear of this issue. But this is one of these new issues that took place in Yemen. And it's from the issues that the madhabs of Islam have never heard of. Even though the madhabs have differing statements and they stem from different countries, that they've never heard of this issue. And there's no signs of ilm to establish anything said in this issue. Not from the Quran and not from the Sunnah and not even from Qiyas. And we had already explained to you that the wealth of the Muslims is sacred by that which Islam makes sacred. And that is not permissible that anyone take the wealth of the Muslims except that they have a right to do so. And if they don't, then it would be considered taking the people's wealth unjustly. And what we have mentioned is sufficient in this issue. And this is the end of the quote of Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah. And this is the end of the section of the zakat of gold and silver. And Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is all that we wanted to present today. I don't know if there are any questions left on the zakat of the cows or the sheep or the wealth that is combined or divided up, or the gold and the silver. No. With the cows is 30. You have to give at least 30 cows before you start paying the zakat on the cows. 40. Once you get 40, now you're going to start paying zakat on them. And then depending on how much you got, how much you're going to have to pay. That's 5 one up. But the camel, that was in the last class. Nah. InshaAllah, you'll have some camels and some cows and some sheep. InshaAllah, take the zakat from you. InshaAllah, the Khalifa, send them in out to get it. Nah. At any rate, the money, I wish we had some equivalent. Maybe somebody knows how much 4.25 grams of gold is worth in money, in dollars. Nobody knows. How much is a gram? A gram of gold. Somebody said the price of gold was up or down. Oh, they go by ounces? Yeah. 400 something? 4 ounces. $1,000, you have $1,000. JazakAllah khair. The brother said that that's in what book? Islamic studies? That Abu Amin Bilal Fellows Habibullah in his Islamic studies book 1, he mentions in the chapter of zakat that after you do all the figuring out, that it comes out to about $1,000 before you have to pay zakat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Huh? $1,000 worth of gold. Yeah. Allah knows best. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.